succeed in whatever he does. Of course, a national champion at Duke, came to Memphis last year as an assistant coach for Penny Hardaway. The Tigers made it to the NCAA tournament. And now, in year number one at Tennessee State University, he has a new set of Tigers ready to go in the big dance on Friday as they'll take on Iowa State in St. Louis. He is the head coach of the Tennessee State University Tigers. He's Coach Nolan Smith, who joins us now on Sports 56 Mornings. Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
We're good. Doing fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. It was great to have you on in studio when you were here in Memphis as an assistant for Penny, and now doing your thing down the road 3 hours, and what a first year, Coach. Did you know from the get-go that this team was capable of making the tournament, or was it one of those things that you just got better and better as the season progressed?
Loved the roster when I took it on. Just was really excited to see how they embraced the process of becoming champions. And, you know, we got here late in the summertime, and once I got my staff in at the start of school year, we really just started pouring into these guys and teaching them and showing them what it takes to be a champion. And they just obviously they bought in, and it was a process throughout the season. You know, we took a couple L's here and there, but each L was a lesson, and these guys responded every single time to every single one of those losses and came back and got better from it.
You mentioned you got the job late, so you were able to kind of keep, I guess, a lot of that roster together. Did you have to add any pieces, or how did you kind of keep that roster together getting that job as late as you did?
I think once the AD did a great job, Dr. Allen, just talking to these guys behind the scenes, letting them know kind of what he was working on and to stay patient, telling them that he was bringing in somebody that was going to help them become champions. I think that's what he was telling them, so they all stayed. I was able to bring in, obviously, Memphis Tiger from last year, late addition, and Dante Harris, that I just knew that he would be the glue guy for us and help us win. No, he's a winner.
And you are as well. The pedigree that you come from, obviously, who your dad was, going to Duke, playing under Coach K, winning a Natty, and then starting your trek as a coach to get to this point as a head coach, that's certainly, I think, confidence brews confidence, and you can certainly relay that to your players when they feel that the coach is confident in what they're doing. Is that a big part of it, is just knowing that you have that confidence in yourself and you have that confidence in the players that play for you?
It's definitely a big part of it. You know, obviously, I'm obsessed with winning. My staff that I hire is obsessed with winning and making sure our players are too, but then making sure they're confident to understand what type of confidence level that takes to go out there and get the job done. Yeah. So just instilling confidence in our players, making sure they know that they have our total support to go out there and be themselves, you know, and plan to win and doing the little things to win.
How big of a challenge is it at that level in the Ohio Valley? You know, you've been obviously Duke and Louisville and Memphis and now in the Ohio mm-hmm. Valley, and the budget and things that you have to deal with there. How big of a challenge is it in today's college basketball?
Oh, it's definitely a challenge, but it's a challenge that I think, you know, we were up for, you know, definitely not having the resources that you have at the schools I've been at. But no matter what, you got to come every day and try and win the day. You know, how do you win the day? You stay positive. You look at all the positives that you have. You look at the fact that we have a nice arena. We have a gym. We have a weight room. We have everything we need to play basketball and do the things we want to do, which is win games. So, you know, looking at all the positives always. My staff did a great job at that, and just figuring out ways to be creative and get the job done.
What did it take to win the OVC, to win the tournament, to get to the NCAA?
Just attention to detail and just constantly getting better. This was a really good league this year with a lot of tough teams, a lot of good defensive-minded teams that were just getting downhill. So at the end of the day, our defense had to improve. And once we locked on the defensive end, you know, that was a process. It did not start out pretty.
Right.
We were a pretty good offensive team all year long, but the defense was inconsistent. We were always a great team that stole the ball. You know, I love pressing. I love doing a lot of things that I learned from Coach Penny Hardaway. That's my guy, and we talk all the time, and we're always talking about keeping the heat on. And, you know, we were a team that definitely enjoyed pressing, and when we did that, you know, we were really good defensively.
It seems from the outside looking in to me that even in today's world, but even going back, that it's offense first, right? That's you grow up, you're putting the rock through the cylinder. That's the main thing. You're not thinking defense. But is it harder to be able to adjust teaching guys that are those that are offense first? Guys that come in already with a defensive mentality, you're already, you know, you're halfway there. But how about guys that are solely offensive guys? You need them as offensive guys, but you want them to get better as defensive players. Is it hard to sell them?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something that you've got to change, you know, and I think for me, I always want two-way players, and if there's a guy that's more offensive-minded, then we got to change him. That's our job to change him and let him know. Obviously, in order to be on the court, you have to play defense. You have to get stops. You have to want to get stops. Offensively, you know, I give a lot of freedom to play offensively, play fast, mm-hmm. you know, get up and down. But you got to be able to do your job defensively in order to help us win.
The, you know, in the conference, I'm not sure how exactly you dethroned my SIUE Cougars. That's my alma mater. They won the tournament last year, went to the NCAA tournament. It was their first time ever doing it since going to Division I. I think this is what the first time since like 94 that Tennessee State's been there, something like that.
What
does that mean for the program just to be able to be on that stage and get that type of exposure?
Yeah, I mean, it means everything. So just being around here since winning it, there's been a lot of excitement. Administrators are excited. The city's excited. The community, everything. You know, just the support right now is extremely high, and I think it's something that obviously Tennessee State can build off of now, what we can continue to build and, you know, bring something special here, just like the SIUEs and the CMOs, the Moorheads and people that are already established in this league. But, you know, Tennessee State has been kind of knocking at the door, and that's why, you know, for me, I wanted to come in here and just knock that door down and get us to a place that we are now.
Tennessee State head basketball coach Nolan Smith joining us here on the Sissy's Log Cabin guest line. You're staying relatively close to home. It's not like they're shipping you out to Portland or anything like that. You're going to St. Louis. Big challenge, obviously, as a 15 seed, always going to have a big challenge going up against a 2 seed. You're going up against Iowa State. What do you think about the Cyclones and the challenge that awaits you?
They're a physical, defensive-minded team that has a really good shooter, and I don't want to mess up his name, Momslevich, big-time shooter. But overall, as a team, they're defensive-minded. I think for us, first and foremost, we got to help ourselves by taking care of the ball, being strong, the ball being physical, and not giving them easy points by turning the ball over, because that's what they want to do. But really, really excited about the opportunity. Our guys are confident. Our guys feel extremely confident in themselves and what we've done, and going into this thing to play our style of basketball and be ourselves.
How do you kind of control Lipsy, their point guard, and because he kind of seems to be the head of the snake for them?
Yeah, we got to pressure him. He's got to feel us. We got to turn his back. We got to get up. You know, again, having a veteran point guard like Dante Harris who has been at every level, Big East, ACC, AAC, we know that we're ready for the task. I know that he's going to be ready for the task to pressure and turn his back.
Yeah, you already talked a little bit about Harris, but to be able to have that veteran player come and play for you at Tennessee State, that was big. That was a big get for you, right?
Oh, huge get. You know, just a veteran presence on the court at this level was very important to have. And, you know, he's calming, he's confident, and exactly what this team needed.
So from the coaches that you have coached under in Coach K or coached with during this ride to be in the position you are now as a head coach, what are some of the things that you – what did you learn that you've put into your style of coaching from Coach K? What did you learn from Penny Hardaway that you use maybe in your coaching?
Yeah. I learned so much from everybody. And, you know, I've worked with some really, really good coaches that I'm proud to say that I've been able to work for. Coach K, obviously, just the confidence that he gives, the attention to detail in his practices and just his daily way of doing things. You know, just learned so much from him and defensive things, you know, especially back when I was playing, the way we used to contest and cause turnovers back like the old school Duke days. Obviously, Coach Hardaway, the pressing, the getting after people, the turn up the heat, the different defenses. I truly enjoyed being around Coach Hardaway and learning all of that at the college level, because not a lot of people do it. And I think we both saw eye to eye perfectly on that works, that it works. you know, people don't like pressure. You know, so this year coming here, we've talked about it a lot, man. Keep that heat on. Keep pressuring. Mm-hmm. Throw different things at them. So learn a lot from Coach, but then also the way Coach Hardaway gives freedom to his players. You know, he lets his guys go, and when they do it with confidence and they do it the right way and they know the read, they know how to score together, you know, that's when Coach Hardaway's teams have been at its best, just like our team was last year. You know, then from there, I study so many different coaches, whether it's Coach Nolan Richardson, Coach Patino and his presses, offensively. I study everything, whether it's overseas coaches, NBA, I wow. study them all. So just being a student of the game is really what I throw my hat in.
And obviously when you get into coaching, you want to become a head coach. Going back when you got that call, when that opportunity came up, was there any hesitation at all? Because, again, you're getting it late. It's a little bit weird. But or were you like, hey, this is my opportunity to become a head coach. I'm seizing this opportunity.
Yeah, it was definitely it was a hesitation because I didn't want to leave my guy, Coach Penny. That was the hesitation because whenever you've done something special with somebody, it's hard to just be out, you know. Mm-hmm. It's hard to just abort that, and you know, because you want to be a part of something special again. But then the opportunity to be a head coach obviously was something that's, again, it's definitely hard to pass up, and the opportunity looked really good, and obviously it worked out. I worked out for yeah. me and my family as well, just to come here and do what we're able to just do.
Few more minutes with Nolan Smith, the head coach at Tennessee State University, has his Tigers in the NCAA tournament in his first year. They'll take on Iowa State Friday in St. Louis. You said that you quite often talk to Penny. Obviously, it was a rough year. I know you're worried about your team. I don't know how much you paid attention to their struggles. They just made the changes with the assistant coaches as well. If you had a chance and you did talk to him about this season, what are things that he said, and what did you think of the struggles for a team that was so good last year?
Yeah. I mean, look, one thing I'll say is I know Coach Hardaway, and I know he's excited to look forward, and I know looking forward, Coach Hardaway's a winner. So I'm excited to see the staff that he puts together. I'm excited to see the roster that he puts together, and I know he's going to win. He's going to get some guys that are 100% bought in, and they're going to be out there to win, plain and simple. Now, that's the name of the game. That's what he's done his whole life, and I know that's what he's getting ready to do now. So just excited to see him win next year again.
One of your former programs that is not struggling is Duke. What do you think of this Duke team and what their chances are?
Chances are great. Obviously, I hope they get healthy.
Yeah.
Not being down Caleb mm-hmm. Foster and Pat. Now, obviously, they won the ACC tournament and all that, and that's good. But there's some really good teams out there this season. I think college basketball is in a really good place as far as talent level across the board. So I would love to see them get healthy. If not, they still have enough to make a strong run at it.
Last two things for you. One's a statement, one's a question. But I watched McAfee's show yesterday, and Coach K was on. And McAfee's a football player, so he was talking about, you know, when with Duke, the players, you guys would, I don't know if you did it, but I assume every year you guys hit the floor. And that's what he said. He said hit the wood. And he kept saying hit the wood, and Coach K seemed to be getting irritated. He said, no, it's the floor, Pat. You got to know the jargon. It's the floor. But they were showing video of their past game in the ACC championship against Virginia. And it was almost like synchronized perfectly when they came down with their two hands and slapped the floor. Is there a certain time that happens that you guys know that is so synchronized so well?
It's typically talked about. You know, it's not like a spirit thing where everybody just feels it and it just happens. No, it's something that somebody talks about in the huddle. Coach would probably say, hey, this next possession is a slap the floor moment. And then typically somebody starts it off and then you see everybody slap the floor. So,
okay.
But it's one of those moments where everybody knows, hey, we need this stop. We're going to get it. We're smacking the floor, and we come out of the timeout knowing what we're about to do to set the tone. And when we stop the floor, you better get a stop.
It's incredible. It's so synchronized. It looks so perfect. And then the other thing would be the obvious. Are you going to try to get a game if you can with Memphis?
Absolutely. I definitely want a homecoming. You know, definitely love and call Memphis home. We loved it there last year. My wife still misses it. We'd love a good homecoming game.
Well, hopefully that'll happen, and if it does, we'll get you back on the program. But we're certainly rooting for you, Coach. It's been a great run this year, in your first year to be in the NCAA tournament. Nothing but the best as you go up against the Cyclones on Friday, and thank you so much for carving out some time for us.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Coach. Coach Nolan Smith for Tennessee State University.